Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
The chief executive of the HSE is to be asked to provide a report into allegations of continued staff crossover between COVID and non-COVID patients at Mayo University Hospital, made public in a series of Drive Time reports. Concerns made public by bereaved families and nurses who spoke to Drive Time last week were raised with Health Minister Simon Harris in the Dáil this afternoon. Our reporter John Cook is here now with more. Would you just remind us, John, about these allegations, please?
Yes, Mary, in a series of reports on Mayo University Hospital, we heard questions raised about the deaths of two patients with COVID-19 during April. 17-year-old Sally Maas from Ballyhaunas had a congenital heart condition, but her devastated family say the popular student was treated on a COVID-19 ward despite testing negative when admitted on April 14th. She tested positive prior to her death there 10 days later. Also on Drive Time, the family of 79-year-old Jackie Carolyn from Bellacorrig near Ballina called for an investigation into why their much-loved dad and grandfather had been treated for a stroke over 2 weeks in the same ward, they said, where COVID-positive patients were being cared for. Here's what his daughter, Teresa Shaw, told me.
What I observed was the nurse was looking after a positive patient in a cubicle. She was also looking after the patients in the COVID-19 bay. Now, those patients, they may be or they may not be positive. For example, my father was in that bay, but at that stage, we didn't know he was positive. You know, 2 weeks, he didn't go into the hospital with COVID-19. You know, there's no doubt he picked it up on the ward. Admitted with a stroke and the cause of death would be COVID-19 infection. I didn't think that for 1 minute, no.
Well, following Teresa Shaw's interview, Mary, we heard assurances from the HSC Saeltha Group, which runs hospitals in the northwest of the country, that crossover of staff between COVID and non-COVID patients was no longer happening in the hospital in Castlebar, though the chief executive of the group had previously acknowledged that that crossover had been taking place during the month of April. A following-up statement told us that to the greatest extent possible, patients suspected or confirmed as having COVID-19 were kept physically separate from other patients, while clinical staff were separated to reduce the risk of staff and patient infection. But in numerous calls and correspondence I had with several nurses and other healthcare workers at Mayo University Hospital following that first report, frontline staff told me that was not the case. One very distressed nurse simply stating, "I don't know why they can't just put all positive and negative cases in separate wards." And here's a reminder of my interview with another nurse, voiced by a colleague, to protect their identity.
It's untrue. Up till the last time I was working, there still is crossover of medical staff, doctors, nurses, porters, healthcare assistants, cleaning staff on the ward I work on.
On a COVID ward?
On a COVID ward, yes. The ward I'm working on at the moment, we care for both COVID and non-COVID patients. They may be in separate bays, as we call them, or different rooms, but we have to care for both, not all the time. But there is crossover of staff, and that's happening right up to this. That's why when I heard the interview, especially Teresa Shaw speaking so well about what happened to her father and the hospital management coming out saying what they said, that it's discontinued, that's just not true.
The views there of a nurse at Mayo University Hospital, as heard here on Drive Time last week, those concerns, John, were raised in the Dáil this afternoon. What happened?
Well, following our reports, we heard calls for the Health Minister to send in an independent body to investigate what's been happening at Mayo University Hospital and why many staff there have never been tested for the virus despite high numbers of positive cases. Those calls came from the Castlebar councillor Michael Kilcoyne, and when I raised those issues with the office of Simon Harris last week, I was told to refer the issue back to the HSE. But this evening, the minister was questioned directly about the issues raised on Drive Time by Fianna Fáil's deputy leader and Mayo TD Dara Cleary.
In relation to the difficulties at Mayo University Hospital in particular, where staff have been in contact with me and a number of public representatives in relation to what they see as the continuing, up to last week, crossover of staff between COVID and non-COVID units, that staff are moving between units, are traversing through each unit to get to another unit. Secondly, the inadequate physical space that's within the hospital between a COVID unit and a non-COVID unit, which may make that crossover inevitable for some. Thirdly, the lack of an isolation unit at Mayo University Hospital and also at the district hospitals in Ballina, in Belmullet and in Swinford. And are there plans, as we catch our breath from what may only be the first wave, to invest in capital facilities in hospitals across Mayo, but also across the country, looking at the lessons learned in the last number of months and putting investment in place to ensure that these hospitals are ready for what may be an ongoing COVID situation.
The Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Dáire Cailleary and John, the Health Minister, responded. What did he say?
Yes, Mary, Minister Harris, well, he repeated the same assurances from the HSE Salesforce Group provided to us in its written statement on drive time last week. But Minister Harris told the Dáil he'll be taking up the serious issues raised at Mayo University Hospital to the highest level within the Health Service Executive.
I am advised by the Seota Hospital Group that appropriate control measures are currently in place in Mayo University Hospital in relation to COVID-19. Where possible, patients are treated in single rooms. However, given that the infrastructure in the hospital is not always possible to provide single rooms for patients, which is the point you're making about isolation facilities, the hospital has separated its clinical staff into teams to minimise contact and to reduce the risk of healthcare worker and patient infection, again, all based on the national guidance provided at that time. Seota have provided executive microbiology and infectious diseases input into the management of COVID-19 in Mayo. But in light of the serious issues that Deputy Cailleary raises, I will now ask the CEO of the HSE for a report in relation to the matters you've raised with me, Deputy, and that report to include information on the testing levels of staff. And so I'll get you a written report from the CEO.
And that was the Health Minister, Simon Harris, ending John Cook's report. Next on Drive.